The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Hey to you listeners, welcome to your Tuesday edition of The News Show. It is the 3rd of September 2019. We've got the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours for you right now in about 5 minutes. Well, Pixel users, it might be a nice Tuesday for you because it looks like Android 10 is a-coming. Well, at least according to the folks over there at 9to5 Google, they seem to have spotted that Google is about to release Android 10, at least on 2 Canadian mobile carriers, meaning that if it's coming there, it's probably coming to a lot of other people too. All this is supposed to be taking place, yes, today, September 3rd. Now, as for those carriers in Canada that looks like they're going to be getting it today, this includes Rogers and TELUS. Now, I know nothing's been officially said by Google, but a lot of times these things are never officially said. They just kind of come and say, surprise! Though Google did say recently they were just a few weeks away from getting Android 10 out the door. And those few weeks away were a few weeks back, so it kind of feels about right today. Now, of course, with Android 10, lots of new features coming. Dark mode, new gestures controls, and so many other goodies under the hood. Hopefully most Pixel users will be able to try out those things later today. Keeping our fingers crossed. How many on Facebook, you know, you post something, then you go back later and say, okay, how many likes have I got? We're all guilty of it. Well, we may not be going back for that much longer. That is if Facebook has their way. Looks like they're thinking about hiding those counts. According to app researcher Jane Wong, she actually found inside Facebook's Android app, at least in the code, that hides the exact amount of likes on a post from everyone, including you. However, though, we've seen some other reports that that's just going to be for people that you know, you're still going to know. So they're a little conflicting right now. From what we do know, users will see just a few reactions like emojis and a note if it was liked by, say, a friend. Now, Facebook actually did kind of run this by TechCrunch before, said they were considering a test that would hide like counts. But nothing is actually in concrete yet. Well, that is until we've seen the code now. Again, no official statement from Facebook, but it definitely looks like they are in the considering mood. Well, we're about a week away from the Apple event, but that doesn't stop the rumors. No. What's the latest one? Well, the latest one is that the new iPhone that will be unveiled, or iPhone, should we say. Although they'll be unveiled that day, they won't be available for purchase that day. This time, though, it's looking like about September 20th. Now, a tipster who, of course, wants to be anonymous, by golly, I bet he works at Apple, huh? Well, he's saying that the iPhone 11 series will be made available for pre-order that coming Friday, September 13th. 7 days later, then, the phones will start shipping out on the 20th. Now, from what we can tell right now, this is just for the phones. But then again, we don't know what other products they'll probably be unveiling anyways. We're also hearing about new watches possibly unveiled too. All will be settled and revealed in about 7 days, 15 hours, and 23 seconds. Woohoo! Or depending on when you're listening to this podcast. You'll have to do your own time configuration then. And finally, oh my goodness gracious, I tell you what, I guess we just don't need to use our brains anymore. Why? Because of technology and AI. Well, here's the latest one for you if you want to be dumber. Looks like Alexa is going to be able to keep track of your crap. Yes, Amazon has updated the Echo to include a feature where Alexa will actually remember where you keep your crap. You know, just in case you forget it. Now, to use this feature, you'll need to tell Alexa where you've kept your stuff in the first place. Now, there's the hard part. But once you've told her that, you'll be able to say, Alexa, where did I put my keys? And she'll probably say, dummy, they're by the door where you left them. It's pretty simple to do. You just summons Alexa saying, hey, Alexa, hopefully I didn't trigger yours just now. Remember that I put my wallet on the kitchen counter. Then if you can't find it later, just ask Alexa and all is revealed. Now, what we don't know right now is how long Alexa will actually remember this stuff for you. Some people are saying it's like 24 hours. We've seen others say, about 3 days. More than likely, that will improve over time, unlike your memory. If you happen to have a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com is our website. You can get our podcasts over there and check out so much more that's happening on in the tech world. Give us a like over there on Facebook, too, at British Tech Network. Give us a follow as well on Twitter at British Tech. And come join our BTN community at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up with the best technology news will happen over the next couple of days. But until then, enjoy your Tuesday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.